Free, or visit us on the web at lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
Celebrating 55 years as a family-owned St. Louis tradition, G&W makes over 30 varieties of sausage, including Grant's Farm Brats, Beer Brats, Jalapeno Cheddar Brats, Sazitza, Landjager Beef Sticks, and some of the best andouille outside of New Orleans. Get some for your Mardi Gras celebrations. The shop is open Tuesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue in South City.
You can't beat G&W.
Wow, has it really been 10 years? Denise from Appliance Discounters here to tell you that time really does fly when you're having fun. My brother Tony and I started out with one location and one appliance line and have now grown to six locations, a variety of appliance lines, including GE, and an amazing Appliance Discounters family. We love serving the St. Louis area and are so grateful for the customers that have put their trust in us. We know you can shop anywhere, but at Appliance Discounters, we'll always treat you right. Thank you to our customers for 10 successful years, and we look forward to many more to come.
Thanks to my DrinkWorks cocktail machine, a fantastic ice-cold beverage is always a minute away. I just pop in my favorite pod, usually the crisp old-fashioned, and I'm enjoying a premium cocktail at just the push of a button. No more spending $20 on a cocktail. DrinkWorks is just as good. The proof is in the glass. With March Madness around the corner, now is the perfect time to bring the bar home. Works like a fancy automatic espresso machine. Press a button, and the machine does the rest. Only it's premium cocktails, not coffee. It looks great, too. Right now, DrinkWorks has lowered the price by $100, but it's for a limited time only. You'll get a great deal on the drink maker, plus they are throwing in free shipping. All that, plus DrinkWorks will give you 3 months to try it out, and if you don't love it, they'll give you a full refund. No questions asked. The only way to get this amazing drink maker with free shipping and 90-day guarantee, go to DrinkWorks.com. That's DrinkWorks.com. No need to use a code. The best deal is already included. Don't wait. This amazing offer won't last, and it's only for our listeners. That's DrinkWorks.com, and remember, please enjoy responsibly.
God bless America, my home, sweet home.
She never fails us. Wow, could have used her singing last night before the State of the Union address, bringing everybody together. It's showtime!
I don't even think her singing could bring us all together.
Yeah, I don't think anything would have saved it. You're right.
Vineyard's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join us, Parson.
George Bush.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the February 5th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. Over 40 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. I do all of my banking there and have for years, and I'm inviting you to join all the rest of us who are members and consider doing your banking there too. Maybe you want to start small with a car loan. A lot of people do that and find, in many cases, they lower their car payment. We'll talk. But first, let's do this.
Hey!
At the control board. And he doesn't sound like the rest of us, and he doesn't need to. There are a couple of words he has to be careful with. C-A-N-T. Actually, C-A-N apostrophe T would be one of them. And we're working on that. There's a reason for that. For 19 years, he lived in Great Britain, and for 10 of those, he lived in Birmingham, England. Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
And in the studio, live and in person, glad to have him with us. Glad he didn't go northbound or southbound or westbound. Or
Feliz cumpleaños.
He's still. What is the deal with this Spanish thing?
I'm trying to.
It's the language
of
love.
Our growing Spanish listening audience.
Yeah.
It's Spanish for happy birthday.
The Latinos. How do you know our Hispanic audience is growing? Where is that information?
They emailed me.
Yeah, they are.
They all emailed me.
Yeah.
Was the email signed your entire Spanish audience?
It was signed the entire Hispanic community of the bi-state area.
Wow. I did not. That's
506 people.
It was CC'd to 13,000 people.
That is a big email. Well, maybe we need to do buy one of those sub channels, HD3 or 4, and just have this show translated in Spanish. Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
Hello to everybody.
Hi, Bill.
All right.
Hi.
And now, 2 days into feeling like himself again, on the other side of what used to be the quarantine glass, I see that Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Dan.
What in the world happened there?
Boy.
Okay, can I say that?
I'll tell you what,
over?
Dan, because you're
edit
a friend.
Yes.
No, you're a friend. We're going to edit it out.
Okay.
People,
right.
They'll never hear it. They'll never hear it. Go ahead, Limey.
Radio edit.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area with over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois. First Community is a great place for all of your banking needs. To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
All right. Our next participant hails from Mexico. He is Spanish. He is Spanish speaking fluently. Fluent in Spanish, as you heard earlier. But he's made an exception for our show and mostly speaks English. He's a former night cook at Denny's, former door-to-door knife salesman, former beer vendor, former roller rink DJ, but now he's the head of research for the large morning show in the afternoon. He's also in charge of setting and resetting and checking and rechecking our digital clocks. Let's check that time, shall we? 5:17, 12:13, 14:15, 5:17, 16, and yep. That's exactly the right time, and I know because I just took a look at the U.S. Naval Observatory clock. He's also our newsman, our news director, author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood. Oh, and one other thing. Like Jim Rockford, portrayed by the late James Garner in the Rockford Files, he's also a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Hello, and thank you to Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, located off Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit, where they would love to put you in a new Chevrolet or any pre-owned car on their lot. At the brand-new Johnny Landoff Autoplex in St. Peter's on Veterans Memorial Parkway as well. At either place, they can get you financed. When your bank says no, their banks say yes. Give them a call, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, or shop online 24-7 at Landoff.com. And whether you call them or email them, make sure you let them know you're AM in the PM when you find new roads at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. And to Bill Clubman, I'd just like to say, Feliz cumpleaños, 40 es el nuevo 18, which means 40 is the new 18.
Oh, that's very impressive.
Wow.
I don't even know what to say. I feel like I'm not speaking the right language now on this show.
Let's, you got a Spanish girlfriend or something you're trying to impress? Or?
Yeah, but
you know what? I bet that's it.
But the battery
He
died.
Met a hot Hispanic died. Latino. He met some Penelope Cruz-looking chick, and he said, hey, I'm on the radio. You listen tomorrow. I'll say some stuff in Spanish. Bill, I think you just nailed it.
Why not?
The only explanation I could imagine for this. Hebe Jimenez. Who hails from Mexico and doesn't speak a word of Spanish, is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And the rat boy loved the joke yesterday because of something it had in it. And he came up to me before the show and he said, hey, is today's joke going to have... We're going to have what in it?
Jeez!
No, I'm sorry, it doesn't. That was not today. It's not in today's joke. Well... Turn up the music just for a second. I want people to really hear this and appreciate it. Yes, that's the polka styling of the one and only Bruce Limpest and the All Boy Orchestra.
Thank you, Bruce.
Brought to you by a fantastic place to bank called First Community Credit Union. A lot of locations, an easy-to-navigate website. My daughter and my, this, I'm not used to this yet, son-in-law, used to saying that, are going to be looking for a home, and they're going to need a home loan because they don't have $250,000 or whatever they're going to spend for a house. Most people don't. And guess who they're going to be talking to? That's right. They will be speaking with someone at First Community Credit Union because they are famous for their very competitive rates, whether it's a home loan or a car loan or money that you are saving. You'd be hard-pressed to go anywhere and find better rates or better service or more services or more locations or an easier-to-navigate website. First Community Credit Union is the proud sponsor, I hope they're proud, of the yard sale every Saturday morning right here on 590 The Fan. Prior to coming here, they were the sponsor of the same original yard sale at the old place, still on board, and have agreed to do it for yet another year. That decision was just made a few weeks ago, and we're thrilled to death that it was. So if you like the yard sale, maybe you've never heard it. Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. I think you'll really enjoy it. You can buy something or sell something or just be entertained. Two hosts. Yes, the yard sale, so good, it takes two people to host it. Scott Sherman and Dan Strauss, Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. And because there's only one sponsor, not a lot of interruptions. Every 15 minutes, we remind you who makes it possible, and that is First Community Credit Union. Look, you got a bank somewhere. Most people do some banking, whatever level of banking, some more than others, but most everybody needs to have a banking facility. So all we're asking you, if you're AM and the PM, is that you consider First Community Credit Union, and thank you so much to all of you who have let them know that you are members because you're AM and the PM. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita.
We have no idea today where we're going to go or what we're going to learn. But we always learn about something. It's an educational segment, mainly, as well as entertaining. And it's brought to you by Window World, the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues and the official window of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. More at windowworldst.louis.com. Let's hear it for Birthday Boy. And I mean, let's hear a birthday round of applause. Come on now, for Bill Clavlin. No, 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 no. What are you doing?
It's his birthday.
What are you doing? Hey, let me explain. Hold on. How long have you been in this business?
About what? With you, about 2.5 years.
Okay. I've been in it for 40 years.
It's his birthday.
You never, no, no, no. You never mess with a solid, established bit. You don't waver. You don't alter. You don't make exceptions. Edit that out.
Okay.
We're going to do it again.
I appreciate it, but thank you.
Sorry, Bill.
Boy, here we go.
Boy,
all right, here we go.
Boy.
Radio edit.
Well, it's his birthday today, so come on now. Let's have a real birthday, well-wishing, congratulatory round of applause for Bill Clavlin.
It would have been funny.
You see how much funnier that is?
It would have been funny if you'd have played an even thunderous applause.
Bill, I haven't said you could speak yet. I haven't said, hey, how you doing? Limey, do you see how much funnier it is when build it up as a birthday and then you play the same thing? See, that's funnier.
It's not funny
to actually give him a bigger. That's not funny.
The first round of applause was his Spanish posse that follows him around.
See, there was many years ago, there was a movie that was made, and I know for a fact that when they made the movie, they were thinking of me. It was called The King of Comedy. It starred Robert De Niro and Jerry Lewis, but they were talking about me. See, that's comedy. When you build up, and it's the same old thing.
Build
up, and then you have a built-up applause. It's not funny and not unexpected. Mm. So there you go. There's your lesson today in radio comedy. Bill, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much. So, yes,
happy birthday.
Thank you very much. I am 40 years old today.
Happy birthday, thank you very much.
And so I was,
that sounds very young to me.
See, isn't that interesting how your perception changes?
Oh, you'll see how interesting it is.
I mean, I remember, I can clearly remember when my father turned 40 years old and they got those over-the-hill gifts, and, which I did not get any of that, but I think, oh my gosh, it's like the end
of the world. Back when you're a kid, 40 years old is ancient.
I remember going to Outdoors Ned's 40th birthday party. It was held at a bowling alley, and it's the first time I'd ever seen black balloons. I mean, that's how bad it was supposed to be that you're turning 40. Here, we're in mourning for you.
Yeah.
Black balloons and all this depressing stuff. My goodness, 40, I would love to be 40.
You've been in this business for 40 years, as long as you've been born.
So you're actually still the best part of your life.
I hope so.
Well, you are.
I was given this thing today, or found online, I guess I should say, a look back at what happened in 1980. And at first I thought this was only going to be interesting to me, but then I read through some of the stuff. And so really just think 40 years ago. So I'm going to go through a list of some of these things, and then I will conclude, because it is the show and it seems appropriate, with, and on this list, it lists the hotties and sex symbols of 1980, and we can decide whether they're still hot or not, or some of them are probably dead, so that probably answers that question. But we'll go through. So 40 years ago, 1980, the Rubik's Cube made its debut at the International Toy Fair. Mount St. Helens erupted. Pac-Man was released for the first time.
Oh, wow.
Ted Turner established CNN. That was a pretty big deal. Richard Pryor set himself on fire.
And lied about it to Barbara Walters.
Mm-hmm. And what was he doing? It was with something with cocaine.
It was freebasing cocaine, and he lied to her. And then he came on an interview later and said, yeah, I'm a liar, I lied to you.
What does that mean when you freebase cocaine? How did he set himself on fire?
No, he explained it, and I couldn't tell you.
Oh, okay.
But that rhymed, though, by the way.
What's that?
What?
Richard Pryor set himself on fire.
Oh, yeah.
That's good, Dan. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks a lot, Dan.
83 million viewers tuned in.
Live Aid.
No.
No.
That was 86. I'm an idiot.
Brilliant.
Yes.
What a brilliant.
83 million people watched this.
I know the answer to this.
Tim? Dan?
The Empire Strikes Back?
No.
No, I know the answer.
Frank? I'm surprised you don't know.
No, I have no idea.
Who shot JR?
83 million people tuned in to watch.
Ooh.
And I don't even remember who did shoot. Oh, I was like not even one.
It was the Crosby, Catherine Crosby, whatever her character was.
Yeah.
The Etch-A-Sketch was a new toy. It cost $4.99.
Etch-A-Sketch came out in 80?
That's what it says here.
I would have thought earlier.
I thought, too.
The top... No, hold on. I can't be that. I can't be right. Etch-A-Sketch has to have been around before 1980.
Maybe not.
You got some misinformation.
Maybe so.
The gal who shot JR was his sister-in-law / mistress, Kristen. Kristen Shepherd, played by Mary Crosby.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thanks, Makia.
The top song of the year by Kenny Rogers.
The Gambler?
Not The Gambler. It was a kind of a love song.
It was a solo, not a duet. Not a duet, but a solo.
A solo, correct.
Back in
she
Black.
She believes in me?
No.
Back in
no.
Black.
Lady.
Lady.
Written by who's Commodore's guy? Lionel Richie.
What's Back in Black?
That was released by AC/DC also that year.
Yeah.
Because Winehouse did Back to Black. So there are a lot of Black and Black songs, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Miracle on Ice. That was 1980 at the Winter Olympics.
Yes.
John Lennon was shot 40 years ago. Tim mentioned Empire Strikes Back. That was one of the movies of 1980, along with Airplane, The Blues Brothers, and The Shining. Cost of gas, $1.22 a gallon.
Whoa.
Wow.
Bread, 50 cents. This was my favorite. A VHS recorder. $699.
Not the one I bought. I bought a Panasonic surround sound VHS recorder and player, and it was $1,000.
Wow.
Top of the line, buddy. Panasonic.
And you probably also bought a top of the line, this that came out in 1980, a fax machine.
I don't know if it was top of the line, but I eventually got one.
I don't.
Sorry. I don't mean to interrupt, but can I just read a message that one of our listeners, Steve, just sent me?
No.
Okay.
Of course you can.
All right. It says, if today is Bill's birthday, was yesterday the birthday of his nose? Just thinking out loud.
See, I'll tell you why I don't think that's funny. I don't think it's funny. Now I wish you hadn't read it, because I think it's hurtful, and I think it's mean-spirited. And I don't approve of it. I don't like it, and I don't think it's funny. Steve, shame on you.
I shall write him a message saying that that was not appreciated.
Set him straight. Yeah. The message should just be, hey, Steve, Bill's our friend.
Yeah.
Go to hell, Steve.
The birth of his nose was the third, not the fourth.
You write it back and you go, don't you ever again say anything like that about our buddy Bill Pinocchio.
Dan's so goofy, he thinks today's the fourth. No, I said the third. I know today's the fifth.
But you said his birthday, his nose was born the third, not the fourth?
Yeah, 2 days ago.
Miami said the day before.
Oh, I know.
What in the world are we doing? Edit this out. No, edit all of this out.
I'm going to take.
Miami, edit all of this out. This is insane. Edit it out.
Okay, I'm going to take all this out. I got you.
Radio edit.
So what else happened?
Toy of the Year, 1980. Mr. Potato Head.
Oh, they were
potato
great.
Head. Now, again, I thought that came out before 1980.
Well, maybe it came out in 1979 and became popular in 1980.
No, it was the toy of the year.
Toy of the year.
I'm sorry. Okay, yeah. I thought you said came out. Okay, toy of the year.
He had a big nose, too.
No, he didn't. Mr. Potato Head's nose wasn't long.
It was pretty thick, though.
Thick, but that's different than Bill.
Because he was a russet.
For Bill's nose, you're thinking about Frosty Snowman with a carrot.
It was a russet potato.
One year for Christmas, I don't know how many years ago this was, Frank bought me a DVD of Pinocchio. That was really horrible. Yeah,
it's still when I was mean, that's back on
shelf somewhere at home.
And he took a magic marker out and he changed the name of it to Bill Nokia.
Yeah. I want to make something very clear. That's when I was mean spirited and did stuff like that.
That's made me cry.
Thank goodness you turned the corner.
I did.
The quote of the year in 1980. I'll start the phrase and you finish it. Pardon me.
Do you have any grape poupon?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Do you have any grape poupon? That's right. I guess that when that commercial came out.
No, okay. I thought they were saying, do you have anything gray I can poop on? I was wrong.
No, that is incorrect. Okay, so now here's the moment we've all waited for. 1980. These were apparently the hotties. I'm using air quotes here, as you can see.
Christie Brinkley.
Hotties. I'll just go through the list real quick, and you can go thumbs up.
Paula
Lonnie Anderson.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, can I stop real quickly?
Sure.
I met her last year at a charity function, and she is still smoking hot. Oh. I'm not kidding.
Lonnie Anderson?
Yes.
Mm. Some of these I do not know, but I'll just... Susan Anton.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tall. Tall, yeah. Blonde. Yeah.
Barbara Bach.
Yes.
Catherine Bach.
Wasn't that the Duke sister?
I don't know.
Daisy Duke?
Dukes of Hazzard?
Could have been. Kim Basinger.
Yeah.
Yes. Valerie Bertinelli.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jacqueline. She was the cute one of the ugly one's sister on One Day at a Time.
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah. Jacqueline Bisset.
Yes.
Christie Brinkley. You mentioned her.
Oh, yes.
Linda Carter.
Wonder Woman.
Lydia Cornell. I don't know who that is. Sybil Donning.
I've heard it. Can't picture.
Bo Derek.
Yes.
Morgan Fairchild.
Who man slept with?
Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah.
Sure. They have Jane Fonda. Sorry, I guess.
Yes, in 80.
She was.
You don't like her, but she was good looking. Yeah,
okay. But how many guys had that Farrah Fawcett poster? Yeah. I did.
I did.
Erin Gray. I know the name,
I think that was JR's wife.
No, that was Linda Gray.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's looking that up. Goldie Hawn.
Oh, yeah.
Cute. Mary Lou Henner.
Yeah.
Cheryl Ladd.
Yes. Cheryl Ladd was in Charlie's Angels, wasn't
this
she?
This is probably my favorite, or it would have been when I was younger. Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
We used to call her Olivia we used to call her Olivia Neutron Bomb.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have Stevie Nicks on the list.
She had Stevie Nicks was back in the day.
Yeah. She was big-time hot.
Yeah, I would. She gets fun.
Diana Ross, Jane Seymour, Brooke Shields, Cheryl Teagues.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cheryl Teagues, yeah.
Charlene Tilton?
Yes.
That was she was in Dallas.
Yeah.
She was Lucy.
And Suzanne Summers. Did I say that one?
Yes.
Suzanne Summers.
No.
I disagree about Suzanne Summers.
Really?
I never thought she, yeah. I don't know.
Well, there you go.
Did you think she was hot in Three's Company?
I really didn't. I thought she was stupid looking. I thought she looked too stupid. No, I thought she looked and acted so stupid it took away from her hotness.
Oh, okay. So, all right, there you go. There you go. Little fun facts from 40 years ago. Tomorrow we'll do some trivia, and then next week I'm very excited getting back on the road. So as long as I don't get snowed in. I know, don't be too sad and upset. I won't be here. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill, and again, welcome to adulthood. Happy 40th birthday. Just want to read a quick email I got about Scott Sherman. I get these a lot. I'm going to read you one as a reminder that tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour, Scott Sherman will be here to help you.
Frank, I wouldn't interrupt unless I had some significant breaking news that I think you'll be very interested in.
Yeah, I think this is pretty significant.
Well, I yield to Tim Woodburn. And now, yielding to Tim Woodburn, we interrupt an email I was going to read for this breaking news. Let's go live to Tim Woodburn. Tim, are you there?
Yes, I am here, Frank, in the 590 The Fan newsroom, which is empty except for me today. Dead at the age of 103 is Kirk Douglas.
Whoa! Kirk Douglas.
Yeah.
Did you happen to talk to him this morning before that happened?
No, I didn't talk to him this morning, but I talked to him not long ago. Mm-hmm. It was actually a few years ago about being old. And, you know, and one day soon, you're going to pass away. Do you ever think about it? And, well, in honor of his passing, I'll play you what he said. Here's what he said. You can't stand it. It makes me sick.
The late Kirk Douglas.
Isn't it interesting the reaction when you said dead at 100? Oh, he's 103.
Right, right.
I mean, that no one should. Yeah, nobody's reaction should be, oh, that's too bad. Too bad. Very few people will make it to 103.
True.
I did talk to Michael Douglas this morning. I said, hi, I heard your dad passed away. And actually, it was this morning. I said, I hear your dad's going to pass away later today. And now here's what Michael said. He sounds a lot like his dad. He not only looks like him now. Well, you'll hear it. Here's what he said. You can't stand it. It makes me sick. Sounds just like his dad.
Oh, it does. Yeah.
What a run that guy had. Kirk Douglas. Except, I don't know that I would want to live after the stroke. You know what I'm saying? That's the quality of life after a stroke like that. You'll, sometimes you wonder why people have to hang on.
You'll love
that.
This, Frank. So I'm reading on TMZ.com a fun fact about Kirk Douglas. He once earned a $50,000 paycheck for saying the only English word at the end of a 1980s Japanese TV commercial. He said the word coffee and made it $50,000 paycheck.
Good for him.
Yeah.
He was good for him.
He was born in 1916, which means when he was 40, Bill, he was 40 in 1956.
Wow.
That's amazing.
103. I don't ever want to be 100. I don't think I'm going to have to worry about that. So back to the email, because Scott Sherman's in tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour. Frank, just wanted to let you know how impressed I am with Scott Sherman. He has, in my book, gone above and beyond in taking the time to help me with some legal issues. I could not believe how much of his precious time he took to call and speak to me personally regarding this issue for over an hour. To top it off, he called again on Saturday with an update, which he really did not need to do. Just want to say thank you. Most grateful, Trish. Well, Trish, I know for a fact, because I get the emails, he's helped a lot of people, and he'll be here tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour to help you, folks, if you need to call with some legal issues. Tim had that story in the news about the impaired driver in Kansas City that got into the parade route, and they had to throw those spike strips down and
get him at gunpoint. I was in a parade about 30 years ago by accident and did not mean to be. And it was at Lake of the Ozarks, and they were having, I don't know what the event, I don't know if it was 4th of July, I don't know. And I don't even remember if it was just my wife in the car with me or if the kids were, I don't remember, but I remember we were in a Suburban and I made a turn, and I guess I didn't see a sign that said closed off. And the next thing I knew, we are in the middle of a parade and people are waving and there's clowns and then here we are just in a plain Suburban. So we just rolled down the windows and started waving at people. And I guess they wondered, who are those people? It was the weirdest thing. And you couldn't get out of it because there's like a band in front of us. And a fire truck. And then there we are, a family in a Suburban. It was just weird. And I didn't even know how I got in it. So that's the first thing I thought of when he said these people in the parade route. What do you think the average height is for men in the United States? I read this stat this morning.
5'7"? I'll say 5'11".
Of course not.
Average in the United States.
Average to 5'10".
I'll say 5'11.1.
5'11". Oh, you ass.
I think it's...
Well, Bill, you're going to be happy to hear this. It's 5'9". 5'9" is the average height. Yeah. You're only short by 2 inches.
Yeah. Get a couple of
Dan, show them what 2 inches
looks
like.
Close your eyes here, buddy.
That's all. You're that close to
that
being
part
the
of my
average
body
height.
That part of my body's still sick.
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah.
Rub some cream on it.
Okay.
Now, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. Rub any cream on it. It'll get bigger. I don't know what we're supposed to do about this. This is this tree hugging stuff and these PETA people. There's an article that came out this morning, and it is about the fireflies, lightning bugs, we called them. We didn't call them fireflies, lightning bugs. They're on the decline, and in some parts of the world, they're becoming extinct. And here is the reason. The number one reason is habitat loss. As we build things and develop things, trees get cut down and brush gets cleared, and the little lightning bugs have to find somewhere else to live. The number two reason is too much artificial light. We have too many lights, and we're hurting their ability to breed because they mate by sending out flashing signals, and horrible human beings with our lights in our houses and headlights on our cars, we're making it tough for lightning bugs to breed. I feel horrible about this. I don't know what we're supposed to do. Turn out our lights now so the lightning bugs can... And oddly enough, you'd think... I thought it was going to say when I saw the headline... Fireflies face extinction. I thought it was going to be pesticide. No, that's down on the list. And let's just say that is one of the... What are we supposed to do then? Not use pesticides on vegetables and... I mean, there's some things that just happen. You know, one thing flourishes, man, the technology, and we develop and we build. And unfortunately, things like little lightning bugs have to move on, or maybe they become extinct. And I read that and I thought, well, what in the world are we supposed to do? There's too much light. The only solution to that is you got to turn our lights out. And it's ridiculous that anybody thinks there's something you can do about that. I'm going to do something I said I wouldn't do. I'm going to tell the joke because there was a reference made earlier and talking about dogs, and Dan blurted out something, but it was so long ago in the show, I don't think most people really caught it, and it's such a good joke that, Dan, I am going to tell it. And all I don't really think you really did ruin it. I'm going to tell it in honor of the late Tom Zift, who died from ALS many years ago, and it was the only joke that Tom ever was able to tell me, and he told me like six months to a year before he died, and it thrilled him to death that just before he died, he finally told me a joke I'd never heard, and it is one of the greatest jokes I've ever been told, and one of the few that I didn't know. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Guy's looking to buy a dog, and... He goes online and he's, you know, different sites where people have dogs for sale. And he sees an unusual ad. And the guy says, beautiful 10-year-old German Shepherd speaks perfect English, $25. And he thinks, what does that mean? So he calls the number and talks to the owner, and he says, the thing you ran about your dog for sale for 25, the 10-year-old German Shepherd speaks perfect English. Now he says, yeah, that was a mistake. That was printed wrong. The dog is only 7 years old. He said, what about the English perfect English? He says, no, he just talks like a human. I mean, you couldn't just close your eyes. You think a person is talking. The guy goes, well, that's ridiculous. And the owner says, really? Is it ridiculous? Well, why don't you come by? Here's my address. Here's where are you nearby? The guy goes, I'm like 12 miles away. He goes, well, why don't you come over here and just see how ridiculous it is? And he speaks English. See for yourself. $25, he's yours. So the guy, now he's curious. He gets the car. He goes over. The owner of the house opens the door. And he goes, are you Tom? They go, yeah, I'm Tom. And he goes, well, I'm here. And then the dog, over by the big recliner, there's a German Shepherd. The dog looks over toward the guy and goes, you must be here about me. You're the guy looking to buy me? And this guy thinks, okay, I know what this is. This is some kind of a trick. Like this guy is one of those ventriloquists. He throws his voice, makes it seem like the dog. And he's stunned. And then the dog speaks to him again. He goes, come on in, sit down. I know you want to get to know a little bit about me. If you're thinking about buying me, it's not a trick. He's not a ventriloquist. Come on, have a seat. Now the guy is just stunned. And he sits down in the recliner next to this German Shepherd, beautiful German Shepherd. And the dog looks at him and goes, well, what do you want to know? And the guy says, I don't even know. I don't even know what to say. I can't believe, you can't believe I talk. Okay, well, let's get down to it. Here's what I think you probably want to know about me. First of all, I was trained as a pretty young pup. I don't know, I was like 18 months old, be a police dog. Went to police academy, the canine academy. Worked in narcotics for a while, then they had me chasing bad guys. You know, they train you to run them down, grab them, chew on them until they give up and they can arrest them. And then I studied to be a support dog. I was a support dog for, I don't know, I think 6 or 8 different people who had emotional disorders. Then I went to Seeing Eye School and was in the possession of 3 different blind people and helped them get around better. Then the NTSB hired me and then the FBI, and I sniffed out bodies. And, you know, that's a gruesome kind of thing, but some dog had to do it, so I was happy to do it. And then I went over to the Middle East for a while, did 2 tours in the Middle East. And I got wounded when I was over there. It was just a leg wound, and that healed me up, good to go. And worked for the Coast Guard for a while. Taught me how to jump in the water, and even frigid cold water, and pull people to safety. The last job I had was going to nursing homes, you know, get a little older, get 7 years old, go down and kind of comfort the old people, let them pet me and stuff. He almost forgot about the Iditarod. I, 2 years I was up in Alaska, was part of the winning team twice on the Iditarod team, was the only, non-husky allowed on the team. I'm German Shepherd, as you can see, but I did that. What else you need to know? And the guy is absolutely, he looks at the owner and he goes, I can't believe this. This dog. How in the world, why would you sell a dog like this for $25? The guy goes, 'cause he's a liar.
Let's get a check on traffic. Here's Tory Lyons.
This report is sponsored by Ozzy.com. Get smarter every day at Ozzy.com. You can try a new news site that tells you about the most interesting people, places, and ideas. Try Ozzy's online quiz, and you could win 2 free tickets to anywhere in the world on United. Ozzy.com. I didn't think I'd be saying this afternoon, but you have no backups on the area. Interstate secondaries moving along at the speed limit, and no accidents or stalls. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
We are 135,000 members strong, lifting local for 35 years. We are more than a gym membership, with more St. Louis locations than anyone. We are your neighbors, friends, and family, investing in our community for healthier, happier lives. We welcome every dream, every goal, every body.
We are Club Fitness. Join by February 11th for $10 a month with no contract or free enrollment. Make a difference in your life and our community. Lifting local lifts everybody.
In sports, good offense starts with good defense. The professionals at Lakeside Roofing believe in this same motto for your roof. Our full-time service department provides the defense to ensure you get the most out of your roof system. A regular scheduled roof assessment and maintenance is the defensive strategy to extend the life of your roof. Call the winning team at Lakeside Roofing today at 618-344-2800 or 314-241-5253 or visit us on the web at lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
Celebrating 55 years as a family-owned St. Louis tradition, G&W makes over 30 varieties of sausage, including Grant's Farm Brats, Beer Brats, Jalapeno Cheddar Brats, Sazitza, Landjager Beef Sticks, and some of the best andouille outside of New Orleans. Get some for your Mardi Gras celebrations. The shop is open Tuesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue in South City.
You can't beat G&W.
Wow, has it really been 10 years? Denise from Appliance Discounter is here to tell you that time really does fly when you're having fun. My brother Tony and I started out with one location and one appliance line and have now grown to six locations, a variety of appliance lines, including GE, and an amazing Appliance Discounters family. We love serving the St. Louis area and are so grateful for the customers that have put their trust in us. We know you can shop anywhere, but at Appliance Discounters, we'll always treat you right. Thank you to our customers for 10 successful years, and we look forward to many more to come.
Heading down to Dallas, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley, east of most of that other stuff. Closed only on Monday. Folks, I mean it. You need reservations for dinner at Annie Gunn's because it's just that good. I think you'd be smart to make them for lunch also. Gift cards, always a good idea. They sell thousands every year. So think about it. Someday, any day, every day is a good day to give somebody a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market. Would you please give it up for Mike Evans, everybody? It's all yours.
Really sad, the passing of Kirk Douglas today.
Why is it sad? He's 103. It's nature. It's,
I know.
He was bound to happen.
Yeah, I mean,
I knew it was going to happen. But he, you know, every time I ever
you
talked
knew,
to him,
hold on, you
nice
knew
guy.
What? Hold on, you knew he was going to die. Now, how could you know? You psychic?
He's a savant.
Yeah,
he'd say anything.
You knew it.
Like I said, every time that I ever interviewed Kirk Douglas, I just thought he was a really nice guy. And his son Joel and I, you know, played golf a lot together in Palm Springs. And but yeah, he used all the runway. There's no doubt about it.
I'll say.
Used all the runway. Our pop quiz question today: name the name of the celebrity who had three cameramen videotape the birth of a child. First job was a bill collector, and she uses leeches to detoxify her blood.
Oh boy.
Felicity Hoffman, Kira Sedgwick, Demi Moore, Jodie Foster. Answer in just a minute.
No.
All right, Dan. Netflix is spending millions of dollars to promote their Oscar nominations, and there is no doubt that Netflix has changed the industry forever. However,
and there's always a hell of a life.
They have produced some huge losers. I mean, some really bad shows. Soundtrack, Daybreak, Chambers, No Good Nick. My least favorite, I couldn't even sit through the screener, was called Spinning Out, a scripted drama about a competitive ice skater.
Ugh,
you talk about boring.
Yeah.
Wow. Oscar Scoop, I've talked to a bunch of Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Science voters. Well, not nearly the 6,000 there are. But the ones that I've talked to, every one of them said that they did not like The Irishman. Said it was too long, it dragged, wouldn't get their vote for anything.
I told you, I didn't like it when I saw it. I didn't like it.
I know. We'll see on Sunday if it gets anything. I'll have my big Oscar Big Six pick tomorrow. And by the way, while we're talking Oscars, Judy is going to have several nominations and probably win a couple, including Best Actress. Judy Garland's ridiculous, nutty daughters, Liza Minnelli and Lorna Luft, have admitted that they haven't even watched the movies, mainly because they weren't paid enough. They wanted a lot of money. So they sort of said, okay, they're just going to not be involved. Probably a good thing. Liza Minnelli and Lorna Luft, both a couple of nuts. Odds and ends, that 60-year-old lady that just won't go away, Madonna, just announced that if you liked her nude, crude coffee table book, you'll probably like her next book. It's a very detailed tell-all book about all the men she slept with.
That's a big book.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, it's a big, big book. Madonna's one classy act, isn't she? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
What do Reese Witherspoon, Johnny Depp, Emma Stone, James Momoa, Jamie Foxx, Kristen Stewart, Julianne Moore, Renee Zellweger, and Angelina Jolie?
Did we decide on that?
Jolie? Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
What do they all have in common?
They're rich.
You know that, and none of them watch their own movies. Got a final Super Bowl, a couple of nuggets for you. The hot model, that Kelly Green that streaked the Super Bowl, will appear on a late-night show on a Fox sitcom, and also she's going to probably be on a Big Brother, series.
Wow.
Just because she streaked the Super Bowl, but she's hot. She's very hot. I asked a buddy of mine who works at the NFL, I go, what were you thinking, including O.J. Simpson in the Greatest 100 tribute on Sunday? He said, well, we just wanted to take a stab at it.
Oh, that's good. See what he did there? That's good.
Do you know why he didn't show up for that, Mike?
Because he wasn't invited?
He was invited. He couldn't go to it because it would have violated his parole.
Good.
Wow.
I heard that they were used as pictures, but he was not invited.
No, because there's some media outlets ran stories about it. His parole officer wouldn't let him because he could only leave his Florida home to visit family and friends, and that wouldn't be considered that. So he was.
I believe that 100%, but I don't think the NFL would have let him in the stadium under any circumstances.
Right. 1 minute.
I got a lot more stuff, though.
1 minute.
And finally.
See, it doesn't matter how much time we give it. It's either never enough.
Name the name of the celebrity who had three cameramen videotape the birth of her child. First job was a bill collector and uses leeches to detoxify her blood. Felicity Hoffman, Kara Sedgwick, Demi Moore, Jodie Foster.
I'm going to say Cedric.
Jodie Foster.
Only because Frank thinks she's hot, I'll say Felicity Hoffman.
I don't think she's hot. She's a horse face. And I will also say Felicity Hoffman.
She videotaped the birth of Rumor Willis. It is Demi Moore.
Done.
Do I have another 3 or 4 minutes I could talk?
No, nope. You have two seconds.
Beep!
He mispronounced the last name of Kara Sedgwick and of Felicity Hoffman. Again, is Hoffman.
You got Simpson
right.
Did
it again. Thank a police officer or firefighter every chance you get. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, enough.
Happy bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dear.
All right, dear.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is locally owned 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
Lead things off first in Major League Baseball. Pete Rose making a headline here. Petition the league itself and the Hall of Fame for reinstatement into the Hall of Fame. Baseball on Astros penalties that were severed down just a couple weeks ago. Meanwhile, Yankees pitcher James Paxton is going to miss 3 to 4 months worth of activity after having a cyst removed from his lower back. Meanwhile, in the National Football League, all kinds of things going on as the upcoming season nears. Of course, the NFL draft is right around the corner. Pittsburgh Steelers have given general manager Kevin Colbert a one-year extension that will keep him under contract for at least one more year until 2021. In the NBA, New Orleans Pelicans forward Zion Williamson questionable for tomorrow's game against the Chicago Bulls because of a sprained toe. And for a complete scoreboard with breaking news, hit us up online. We're available over at foxsports.com. I'm David Gascon. We are.